I've heard it from so many beleaguered executives. Your inbox is bulging. Scrolling down it feels never ending. Your desk is piled high with folders that are starting to block your view of the door. Your phone has logged so many missed calls and too many voice messages to count. There's a knot in your stomach, and your heart seems to be beating a little too fast. In private, you're beginning to really doubt yourself. You have a helpful assistant, but frankly, their role is on the micro side. They can move meetings and book travel, they can take messages, but they really aren't hired or paid to take the bigger strain. Do you ever feel like you're in over your head? Well, don't panic. There is a solution. Your new, highly effective, and life-saving Chief of Staff. The evolution of the Chief of Staff. So let's take a look back. This isn't really a new idea. It's been tried and tested over millennia. In ancient Rome, many governors or army generals would engage a princeps officii to manage their day-to-day operations, allowing them to focus on high politics and strategy. In politics, the chief of staff has often become something of a legend in his or her own right. Ronald Reagan described his right hand, the great James A. Baker III, in these glowing terms. As he had demonstrated with the Soviets, Baker recognized that the person across the table had his or her own domestic politics to worry about, and he made a point of looking for ways to satisfy those needs while getting what he wanted. Leo McGarry, in the television series The West Wing, demonstrated just what it takes to be a great chief of staff, releasing pressure on the president and getting things done, while developing and implementing strategies to improve efficiency across the whole organization. And while he did that, he always had President Bartlett's back. What fewer people realize is that there is an equally important role for a chief in non-political organizations. Senior executives are also weighed down by massive responsibilities and expectations. Getting through all the tasks intact while leaving time for what really matters simply isn't something that can be done alone. Are you still thinking about the stacks of folders, the unaddressed messages, your competing demands, your lack of resources, your keynote prep, and your upcoming board meeting, et cetera, et cetera? Well, listen on. Once you have a solid grasp of what an effective chief of staff can do for you, I promise you'll exhale. The power pair. I love this quote. I can do things you cannot. You can do things I cannot do. And together, we can do great things. This is not merely an outsourcing relationship or an expanded secretarial role, but rather, it's a professional partnership that's grounded in deep trust and authenticity. It enables quick decision-making and harmonious collaboration. You know, it's akin to powerful dynamics between advisors and confidants, pilots, co-pilots, surgeons and nurses, and golfers and caddies. This kind of trust and authenticity allows the pair to navigate tricky situations swiftly and effectively. And in business, the chief of staff keeps an executive organized, focused, and on track. They prioritize the executive's schedule, prepare them for key meetings, manage their time-consuming relationships like the board members or investors, and they coordinate cohesive communications, both internally and externally. A powerful CEO I once worked with shared that a great chief of staff is more of a delegator than a coordinator, and he was so right. An effective chief of staff is adept at orchestrating work with and through others. They're like the linchpin of the organization, ensuring that every component operates in harmony. In short, they hold the keys to the organization's success and smooth operation, not just supporting, but elevating the team's overall performance.